Welcome to the KICC Malawi podcast. We pray that you'll be encouraged with the message today.
We bless the name. Welcome to the year of evident progress. Amen. Kupita patsogolo kugwirika. Kupita patsogolo kuchita kuoneka ndi maso. Hallelujah. Palibe amenanga tsutse. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord for what he has done in the last year, what he is doing in this year, and what he will do in the remaining months. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are most welcome to church. We need to finish the service today by 12 noon. We were here last night to this morning. And I know quite a good number of you struggled to wake up. But thank you for coming to church. Amen. Amen. I remember I was telling my wife, I was like, I think this service is going to be Hallelujah. I was just tired. But we thank God for what he has done in our lives. Amen. So congratulations for making it into 2023. We know. Amen. It's pure by grace, to be honest. It's pure by grace. Go to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'll combine Chichewa and English today, as I did last Sunday. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. We'll read all the way to verse 16. Today's title is Evident Progress. Amen. That's our title for today. In verse 1, is your Bible open? Do you have your Bible with you? Are you on 1 Timothy chapter 4? Can you be able to read with me this morning? Louder and louder. You can do it? Okay, let's read it together then. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1, 2, 3, go verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some would depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine, and which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourselves toward godliness, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things, give yourselves entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Amen. May God be blessed for the reading of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. How we live and what we believe are inseparable. Say amen. Hallelujah. Meneti makalira ndizi meneti makulubirira ndizi ndizwiri zimese ndingasiyanitsa. And how we believe is how we live. Hallelujah. Minute makulubiria and minute makalira. Anything we do We do it based on what we believe. Hallelujah. And both of these things, how we live and how we believe, both of them must be guarded. Zikwenera kutetezedwa. Mene timakhalira ndi mene timakhulupirira. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17, that therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Akuti ngati munthu akhala mwa Khristu, ndi wolengedwanso mwatsopano. Zakale zonse zapita, ndipo taonani zakhala zachani, zakhala zatsopano. Hallelujah. What the word of God is saying, that there is only one thing that can transform a person's life, and that is the word of God. And if a person cannot be transformed by the word of God, they cannot be transformed by anything. You can try to threaten them, they will not be transformed. Amen. Hallelujah. Chimene chinga musinde munthu ndi mawu mulungu okabasa. Ndipo ngati mawu mulungu sangate kumusinda munthu, munthu amene yoyo sadzasindikaso. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even as we come into this year, we want to acknowledge before the Father that, Lord, it is your word, it is your spirit that will sustain us. We cannot sustain ourselves. But his grace and his grace alone. His mercy and his mercy alone. Chisomo chake ndi chisomo chake chokhabasa. Chifundo chake ndi chifundo chake chokhabasa. Zimenezi zimenezi ratisunge chaka chimenezi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when God decides to choose a person, when God decides that I'm going to use you for my glory, he doesn't choose you based on your natural talent or your ability. Ambuya akakhala kuti wakusangani kuti ndikufuna uyu ndimugwiritse ntchito. Samatengera nzeru zanu, samatengera kuchenjera kwanu, samatengera mphatso zimene mudabadwa nazo. Hallelujah. Komanso samatengera zaka kapena kuchuluka kwa zaka zimene inu mwagwira ntchito. Your experience or your age doesn't count when God wanted to use you, when God wants to use you. Hallelujah. It's not your ability. It's not your talent. It's not your age. It's not your experience. Hallelujah. Paul tells Timothy, and he says, when God wants to choose a person and use them for his glory, that his glory can be revealed in their life, that his power can be revealed in their life, that his honor can be revealed in their life, and that they can be used for the glory of God, and every eye sees that this person is being used for the glory of the Lord, God says, I do so based on the ability of the person and not the on the availability of the person and not their ability. Kupezeka kwanu pamaso pa Yehova chakajiji. Kupangitsa kuti Yehova akugwiritseni ntchito. Hallelujah. Ndipo mmene Yehova atakugwiritsireni ntchito, zioneka kudziko lonse lapansi. Hallelujah. Kupezeka kwanu. Osati kuchenjera kwanu, osati mphatso zanu, osati china chilichonse ayi, koma kupezeka kwanu. When you say, here I am, Lord, use me for your glory, God is going to use you. Hallelujah. When God chooses people to use them for his glory, he chooses based on the willingness of the people to walk in obedience to him and not their experience. Mulungu akakhala kuti akumsankha munthu kuti ndifuna ndimgwiritse ntchito, ndifuna ndichite naye za sikulu mchaka chimene chishi, amatengera kufunitsitsa kwa munthuyo kuna kuti Ambuye ndakonzeka kuyenda mmalamulo anu, kutsatira malamulo anu, kuchita zimene mawu anu anena, osakhala zaka zimene ndakhala pa dziko lapansi. That's why God can use anybody. Hallelujah. It's not how long you have walked with God. It's not how long you have lived on planet Earth. It's based on your willingness to walk in obedience to His word. It's based on your willingness to be used by God. It's based on your willingness to say, Lord, here I am. I am available. Hallelujah. So Paul tells Timothy, and he says, Timothy, look here. Let your life be so focused on serving Christ that it will become obvious to anyone that this one has decided to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Agumuza Timoteo, agune Timoteo. Upange chisango chimoti. Ndipo chisango chimene utapange chikalichona kuti watsimikiza mtima wanena kuti ineyo ndikufuna kuti Ambuye andigwiritse ntchito. Ndipo Ambuye akayamba kukugwiritsa ntchito, aliyense aona nachitira umboni kuti koma uyuyu akuoneka ngati kuti ali pa ulendo wina wake ndi Mulungu. Hallelujah. It will become so evident. It will become so clear to anyone else that this one has decided, I want to be used by God. So even in this year that we have come in, yes, God may have used you last year, but this is the totally new year. Hallelujah. If He moves us from one level of glory to another level of glory, I believe that He's calling upon us from one level of commitment to another level of commitment. Akutitanira kukutsipereka kuchoka mlingo huu kufika mlingo sowina. Hallelujah. Because what is happening in Ephesus is that there were many people who claimed to be believers, but most of them did not live like it. Analibambiri mbira amena amena kuti ife ndokhulupirira Ambuye Yesu. Ife tikutsatira Ambuye Yesu. Koma amene kukhala kwawo khalidwe lawo limakhala zonena kuti awawade awawa akuenda ndi Ambuye adalo chepa. It's exactly today. Exactly in the time that we are living in. You can meet many people and ask them, are you a Christian? They are going to tell you, yes, I'm a Christian. But check their life. And Paul advises Timothy. Says that at the end of the day, it will be when people check your life. They'll look at your life and it will become evident that you have given yourself to serve the Lord. And one of the ways that Timothy was going to stand out, what the Bible says, in addition to the sound doctrine, was through a life that reflected the true teachings of the Christian faith. Timoteo akamao kala moyo and kumena kuti simene mawa Mulungu amaphunzitsa ndi simene Timoteo akuzikhala. Ndipo aliyense nkumala zona kuti komadi moyo wa Timoteo ndi wosiyana ndi wawina aliyense. Hallelujah. And that's what God is calling us to this year. He's saying, yes, you have come into 2022. But I want to, 2023, I want you in this year, 2023, to stand out. I want you to stand out. That your life can portray exactly what my word teaches. And that's why I'm saying it takes your willingness to obey, to walk in His commandments, to walk according to Him. It takes about how much you say, Lord, I am available. Muntu akayamba kuyenda ndi Mulungu abale sizimasowa. Hallelujah. I was just reflecting this morning when I woke up and I said, kunena chirungama. I'll say it first in English in Chichewa and then I'll come into English. You know, ndinakhala pansi ndikunena kuti kunena chirungama pampingo pancha titati yang'ani. Alipo anthu ena ake amene uchita kumaona zona kuti koma awawa akuoneka kuti asuntha. Mmena kuendela nda Ambuye. Pamene adalili mu January chaka cha 2022, ndi pamene alili lolino, umachita kuona zona kuti kukhala ngati china chake chachitika mmoyo mwawo. Hallelujah. That you can testify and say, you know what? I know this brother. I know this sister. We have been together for a long time. When we were entering 2022, we were together. We saw him beginning 2022. But in this 2022, it looks like something has happened in their life. They just made a decision and there is something going on in their life that no man can explain. It was their willingness to walk in obedience. to God.
It was based on their being available and saying, Lord, I am available. Use me for your glory. It requires persistence. It requires confidence. It requires diligence. Sima soekera kukangalika. Sima soekera kama. Sima soekera kutsimikizika mtima. In Proverbs 12:24, the Bible says, the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Audimanja amuntu wa kama atzala murila. Koma manja amuntu wa ulesi atzaga kamisidwa kukwira nchito. Nibaza kanga tikapolo. In this year, you can decide to be like a slave, to be like a lazy man, and the Bible is very clear. You try to be lazy, you'll be put to forced labor. But if you just decide and say, I will be diligent in the Lord, even though there will be challenges, because we shouldn't lie to ourselves that there will be no challenges. There will be challenges. When the Bible says there will be evident progress, it means there will be some things that will try to block your progress. Hallelujah. But you should be able to know what God has spoken, what God has said. Because if God has said there will be evident progress, you know what? He does not lie. Not a single day has there a word come out of the mouth of the Lord and it has been proven to be a lie. Hallelujah. So even though there is evident progress and all the things that the Lord spoke to us about last night, I want you to understand one thing. It's not going to come on a silver platter. Hallelujah. Sisibwera ngati mpunga ongo patsidwa waulere opika pikai. Hallelujah. Sisibwera ngati nkuku yongo pika yoda pika kale nguna kuti yamba nikudya It will take our willingness to say, Lord, we are going to live by what your word says. We are going to go by what your word says. Because if you can speak it, Lord, it will surely come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Paul tells Timothy, live out as an example. And you live out as an example to the believers. You live out as an example. You make a decision, I'm going to live as an example. When it comes to the word, I'll be an example. When it comes to my conduct, I'll be an example. When it comes to love, chikondi, I'll be an example. When it comes to msimu oenda ndambuye, I'll be an example. When it comes to chikulupirio, I'll be an example. When it comes to purity, chiero, I'll be an example. That when people begin to say, do you want to see an example of love? Do you want to see an example of faith? Do you want to see an example of purity? Do you want to see an example of somebody walking in the spirit? Do you want to see an example of conduct and the word? And they can point at you. That's what Paul is telling you. And he says, let no one despise you. Asapezeke wina wage woku peputa. Bamene wabanga chisangu jona wudi ineo, dikala chitanzo kwa okulu birira. Mbalankulido yanga. Machitido yanga, mchikondi, mumsimu, mchikulupiriro, koma somchiero. I'll be an example. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what Paul is challenging Timothy. He says, you be an example. What you learn from there is that spiritual truth always brings about positive results. No matter the challenges that you may face, but the word of God is the word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is what? Is the word of God. And when you stick to what the word of God says, he performs his word in your life. Hallelujah. When he says, walk with me, you walk with him. And you know what happens sometimes when you begin to walk with God? You can be seen as if you're very radical. Because where you're operating from is not where a lot of people are operating from. Uma oneka ngati gadzochi. Chifa iwe pamene ukuchokera, pamene ukuzirengera zinthu, mkuyamba kuchita zinthu, zimakhala zosiyana kutalitali. Ndiyena ndiwina aliyense. Chifa chona kuti zako zimakhala zikuchita kuchokera pamwe. Hallelujah.
I am praying for you this year. Let the Lord honor His word in your life.
Hallelujah. You need to make a decision and say, Lord, in this year, it is my desire, it is my prayer that you will honor your word in my life. You will glorify yourself in my life. You will use me for your glory in my life. This year, use me for your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. So Timothy is being challenged. As you teach the truth, live it. As you teach the truth, just live it. And he says, if you devote yourselves to these principles, you'll be a powerful, positive influence for Christ. And the men are all the Caribbean Berolat. Now, Simene Mawano Alankula, Simene Mawano Anena, Ambuya Nendu Kutiperega Guatuntu, Chagachi Nocho, Ambuya Gadimuna Mona Bomunjo, Watiperega Guatunde, Wakang, Wangokang at Gatuocho, Ambuya Mawanu, Mawanu Aonegare, and Gadmuta Ambekunama, Muyambira Kunama, Pine Neighbor. Bible, you can never put it. Umboni wanu kutsiko la pansi. Umboni wanu kwa ndo kulu binira. Uchakala kumboni wandi. Niboku pita patsokolo panu kutajiro kala kukwiriga. Because let's understand. You cannot be a disobedient child of God and expect to be used by God. Hallelujah. Sunga kale mwana wa Mungu osamvera. Ndikuembekeza zoti Mungu akugwiritsa ntchito. Ndikuembekeza zoti Mungu akudalitsa. Always the blessing is in the obedience. Ndalitsa wina uliwonse umene umachokera kwa Yehova, umapezeka kumvera Yehova. Zilingati kunyumba. Mukaleni mwana mumuze ichi wakana. Mumuze ichi watawa. Mumuze ichi wachita ichi. Akamabwero tsana kuti ndofuna chakuti chakuti. Umamuyangana katatu. Ndomasana kuti koma mutu wakwe wewe umakoka. Hallelujah. Do you think if you have a child who is so disobedient, anything else you try that to tell them to do, they are disobedient. Anything they try to do, they are disobedience. If that child, what eventually happens? When they come and ask you something else, you look at them, you feel like inserting them. And the only thing that makes you not insert them is because you remember the word of God. Hallelujah. And you don't want to be like that before the Lord this year. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be, when you appear before the Lord, and we are going to get out. Kuna kuti koma iweyo, mutu wako, umakoka. Koma iweyo, chenchini chimeno kufuna jani. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Bible is saying, in the time that we live in, where some are departing from the faith, because in this year there will be some people that will depart from the faith. Yesterday I was driving, I was going into town, and I saw one of the newspapers. It says, goodbye to a rough year. And I'm like, whilst you are saying it was rough, others found this year a blessing. Rough to you. Others is a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, whilst others are going to depart from the faith, the Bible says, you don't allow anyone to despise your strife to be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Asapezeke wina aliense wokupeputsani wokuchepchani wokunyalapchani kuti niyo mapanga chisango chakuti ineyo ndikala chitsanzo chaokhulupirira mau mmachitidwe, mchikulupiniro, mchikondi, musimu, komanso, ngakale mchiero. Asapezeke wina aliasi. Hallelujah. And even though some are going to give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Ena apezeke nditu mchakai chichikute. Atsatira mizimu yonyenga, ndizipunzitso zasi wanda. Apezeke nditu. The Bible says, asapezeke wina wake, kuti inuyo mwapanga chisango. Chona kuti ineo, dikala chisango chao kulupirira. Musindu izizi simene mawa Mungu, akunenazi. Auda asapezeke wina wake mkukupe putani, kuti pamene mwapanga chisango chao kuti ineo ambwe anikulitse nchiro. Asapezeke wina wake. Asapezeke wina wake mkukupe putani. Mkukunye ngani, kuti mutsatire, mizimu yonyenga. Hallelujah. Amen. He says some have chosen to live a life of speaking lies in hypocrisy. And it will happen. Akalapo ndito ena agone wakuti. Iwo chinyengo chao, ni chinyengo chao ndonama. Apeseka. But the Bible says, you have to strive. Once all that is going on around you, strive. That I will be an example to the believers. I will not speak lies in hypocrisy. I never thought that those two things can go together. I never thought in my life that lies and hypocrisy can go together. I never thought. But Bible, you know, now chinyengo chant onama. Kadira oyo unkunama. Nepo padi kiza wudi ngonama. Ne apangano chisango chodi apadi kiza po chinyengo. Ni mundu opsa dode lo. Hallelujah. Ni mundu opsa kopsa. Kuti chiri chose jimine ama nankula ndi bote. Chiri chose jimine ama nankula ndi bote. Chiri chose jimine ama nankula ndi bote. Siku nagendo kubwela mkuzoku za zona wudi. Ngakale kuti mandona ngadudi neyo ndine wabodza koma lerolo ndofuna ndipange chirungamo ndiye chirungamo koma nosimira kulongozo ndi chinyengo and don't be there. Hallelujah. And the Bible says don't be like that. Be an example to the believers. Some have chosen to have their conscience seared with a hot iron. Chukundum timajao, kukala chomati dondi chitsulo, chamoto. Kuti msimuera sangala mpule. Bible una kuti, no, don't be like that. Make sure that you become an example to the believers. Nema wa mungu wakunena kuti. Dewa nukani. Zaja abifu. Linda. Zazi mai oga lakwa. Hallelujah. Akuti chakai chichi zakale chaka chantano ya. Chakai chichi chisakale chaka chonena kuti kangi zacha abe inu makazikikapu. There will be no evident progress. That means even your social media life, you need to regulate it this year. Hallelujah. What the Bible says, don't be busy putting food on social media. And every time going back to check how many have seen that I ate chicken today. Zimezo zondintano, zazi mai okalamba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it just be evident that looks like there's something going on in this person's life. And mulungu akamaina nawo balesi maso. Hallelujah. Nipo suma so against zona kuti upeke nkhani kapena wauza ndikuti mukutiwa bale kuti mukutiwa inetu Mungu akuenda nani. You don't need to do that. Mukuzo kuti ambuye wandiendera. Ai. You don't need to do that. Hallelujah. You will not need to tell anybody that you know what God has just visited me. Ana mangu yamba wona ukanga kupisa kuchinja. Zikuoneka ngati kuti china chake chachitika. Kuti ayi abale ili humility. Hallelujah. 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 So ntano zazima yogalamba chaka chino kulibego. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So what it means is that you have to discipline yourself. You cannot live a life of indiscipline and expect evident progress. Sisi and I. Hallelujah. Kanga tukuti panoka, musipangire ngodi ya zanu, zinai. Zinai lipo kalegali ngodi ya zinai. Hallelujah. But now the Bible says, you need to come up with these cornerstones that you live with. And the cornerstones that Paul is giving us are very simple. It says, be an example to the believers. Number one, in word. Amen. In love. In conduct. In spirit. In faith. In purity. Those are the cornerstones we need for 2023. Just those six that you say, this is what I will build my life on. And in doing so, you will have a solid ground and your progress will be evident to all. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 1. The first four verses, the Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Then he says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah. Akutu odala muntuyo. Amene saenda mupungu wando ojimwa. That means in this year, you need to be very careful about who gives you counsel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Chakacho funika kusamala kopya andu amene uwalole kulankhula mmoyo mwako ndikukupatsa uphungu chakacheke ndichiti ndichinoja akudodala munthu amene samainda mu uphungu wa anthu ochimwa kapena kuima mchira ya anthu oipa kapena kukhala mmakulu anthu onyosa odala munthu oteloyo pakuti iyeyo chidwi chake chili pa malamulo a Yehova ndipo pa malamulo a Yehova amalingalirapo usana ndi usiku ndipo potelo adzakhala ngati mtengo obyalidwa mbali mwa mitsinje ya madzi umene umabereka zipatso mu nyengo yake ndipo masamba ake safuta ndipo chilichonse chimene ya mapanga chimapindula chimapambana. You know, if you want to go to the church, you know, you can see it. But if you go in, you have to go to the church. If you go to the church, or you go to the 5, or you go to the 19, or you go to the 100, you have to go to the church. The Bible will never say that we are Zua. Ima Bwina. Koma ntengo huu popesa unabzalidwa mbali mwansinje. Masamba yake ntawe zonse aba kalotani obiriwira ndipo aliyense amaona zona kuti koma tu masamba antengo wo ngobiriwira nange inawo afota bwanji zatengera kumene unapsalidwa. Hallelujah. And in Psalm 92 says it talks about those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, church. Odala muntu amene wapsalidwa mnyumba ya Yehova. So Paul is telling Timothy, you have to give attention to these things. Upereke chidwi kuwelenga mawa mene wawa, kuchirimbikiso chimene chichi, komanso kuchipunziso chimene chichi. Nipo popo saposa, usatae mpatso, imene unailandira kuchokera kwa Yehova. And you know, all of us here,
if we can just make a decision and say, Lord, I know you have already blessed me with this gift. And I'm going to use this gift. Even last year, I used it for only 1%. This year, I'm going to use it for just 10% or 20% or 100%. The Bible says it will become very evident.
Hallelujah.
Because all these things will happen. And that's exactly what Moses, or God tells Joshua. And he says this. You're going to meditate on this word day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in this word, without turning to the right or turning to the left. It says, for then you make your way prosperous, and you will prosper wherever you go, and then you have good success. So the one to give you good success this year, as far as God is concerned, it's done, it's sealed. But now it's up to you. Amen? It's up to who?
It's up to you. Manoba, amene zamtali landani, ninuyo. Kukanga di jipago, no soba no jokutali ninuyo. Gadi muna sewera go jipago. Zili manjaman, munga wanea kudi. Inembali yanga nendarani, ndabanga. Panopo chimeo kwenye kutili uchite. Nchakune, uwatenge mawangawa, uwaringa lilemo, usana ndu usiku. Nipo uone tsetse kuti wachita zonse. Zimene mawangawa, zimene utawerenge mawangawa. Uone tsetse kuti wachita zimezizi. Usakotele kumanje, usakotele kumanzee. Usambe kumanja zona kuti, koda mbuye, mwina magetu matanti hausa. Zakuti, zakuti, osati zimene mwane nabazi. Yehova una kuti, zimene ndani nabazi. You're going to begin to say, it looks like you didn't get it. You meant it. Hallelujah. This is the year which whereby you need to hear God for yourself. You need to hear God for yourself. Is this so much? To be a five would be no again. You can hear God.
Hallelujah. And one of the things that God is saying, when you go in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, pray thus, says it. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God. So in this year, in all things, you give thanks. Hallelujah. The good, the bad, the ugly, you give thanks. Don't put it on the cover. So he was as you give thanks. Amen. And the Bible says you will have good success. So the word is very simple today. Give yourself entirely to these things. No balance. Kurambu yenda kanu mba kupata ni malire tau ya itali. Koma jakaji na ojo malire osa dadani taocha. Tajida ni mene muku funa kujida ni moe wanga. And the Bible says take heed to yourself. Utisama li itabaweka. Pay attention to the doctrine. Continue in these things. Be persistent in these things. You see yourself progress, and many will see, many will hear, many will fear, and put their trust in God. You do these things, your progress in 2023 will be evident to all. Jabez understood it. As we saw like we have lost it. Jabez understood it. He understood these things. That even though his name was because his mother said, I bore this child in pain. But Jabez got to know the God of Israel. And he called upon the God of Israel. And the Bible says, whatever he asked the God of Israel, God granted him. Number one, God blessed him. And I'm going to God enlarged his territory. And I'm going to you know what? In this year, I believe God wants to give us some divine expansion. Hallelujah. In everything, I'm deliberately not mentioning things. But in everything, I believe God wants to give us divine expansion. I believe that God wants to bring divine promotion. I believe that God wants to show us divine grace. I believe that God wants to give us divine protection. I believe that God really wants us to make some serious, serious progress. In everything. I believe it. And others are going to expand. Others are going to shrink. Others are going to remain the same. It will be dependent on how you pay attention to these things. And Zanjala Yehova, lina nditu payabes. Yehova nditu anamu dalitsanditu. Mariaga na agulitsanditu. Nipo kundalitsa anamu dalitsanditu. And if Jesus says, yabes anamfisa mwunga mwemu nipangitso di ineo. Isabiritso. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord make his mind rich, and he had no sorrow with it. Mungu akakala kuti wamudalitsa munthu. Bible ikuzima mpambitsa kuda kutsogera. Sima mpambitsa kupata chuma. Sima mpambitsa kulemera. Ndipo Mungu sama mpatikizama chisoni pasimene munthu achita. That means if somebody brings a sorrow, it's not God. Hallelujah. It's not what? It's not what. So, for today, allow me to stop here. If you have heard, you have heard. If you haven't heard, you have listened to, you haven't also what? You have listened also heard. If you have heard and you have said, Dan was my moon and I was on my arm, we are going to take the thing. Hallelujah. We were expecting that you wow us. It looks like you are just preaching what you are preaching in 2022. You haven't changed at all. We thought there would be something new. Ah, the same word of God. The word of the Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Same word. Hallelujah. Same word. Your availability, your willingness to walk in obedience to God. Hallelujah. Old wives' fables. Just deciding, I'll be the man in Psalm chapter 1. I'll obey Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. What is something that will be evident to you. And when that happens, the Bible says, you will save yourself and also everyone who hears you. Kuopa Mulungu. Kuopa Mulungu. Kuma pingulitza. Ipo kuopa Mulungu. Kuma mpangisa mutu. Kukala ni moyo. Moyo uno. Kuma su moyo mene ugudani. Kuli mkutza. Evident. I don't want you to just say, don't be honored. Even about Sokolo, if you could be about Sokolo, it's based on these things. Hallelujah.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Our prayer is that God has spoken to your heart. Be blessed in this week.